Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I am going to give you a big head today. Well, maybe not a big head, but I'm going to help you have a big brain. And having a big brain, well, that's a good thing. And you know what? You might have a big head before it's all over with, because when your brain is big and your brain is healthy, it makes you feel better. You make the people around you feel better. It helps make your belly feel better. It helps make your whole body work more effectively. You make better decisions and you fight depression. Yeah, you sort of do get a big head, don't you? And that's a good thing. And we're going to do that through the growth hormone for the brain that is called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or brain-derived neurotrophic hormone. Well, in a recent article that I read by Dr. David Perlmutter, who I follow a lot, and you've heard me talk about him. He said, in a recent issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers from Boston University measured baseline BDNF levels in a group of adults and followed them for up to 10 years. It's quite a study. They found that those individuals with the highest baseline BDNF levels developed dementia 50% less often compared to those with the lowest levels. Well, if you're like me, when I started learning about BDNF, I'm like, where do I buy it and how much do I take? But that's not the way it works. It's not something you can just go buy. Well, BDNF is a protein and it's important in the neuronal health of the brain. You have over 100 billion with a B neurons in your brain, and BDNF is important to every one of those 100 billion neurons. It regulates the growth of brain cells. Now, you knew that as you carried a child, or as you were being carried in your mother's womb, your body was developing in your arms and your legs and your kidneys. And your brain was developing and it grew. And as you were born and you put on a few more years and you started going to school, your brain continued to enlarge and learn and grow and build synapses in there. And that is the process. But you kind of sort of thought you got to a point where it slowed down and maybe started to kill off a few of those neurons with every beer that you happen to drink. And you think, well, it's downhill from there. Well, that doesn't have to be true. Now, if you're sitting on the sofa all day long, that might be true. But if we're doing the things that we can do to increase BDNF production in the brain, we're going to see that the brain becomes more healthy. So it regulates the growth of brain cells. It helps them to make connection to other brain cells. And that's very important in having a powerful brain. And that is called neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is the ability to make connection between brain cells. And that happens. We can increase that production throughout our entire life. Now, the connections themselves with the brain cells with other brain cells, that's called neuroplasticity. Both of those things are directly enhanced by BDNF. But you can't buy it at the pharmacy. You can't buy it on Amazon. I don't care if it is Prime Day and you can get it for free shipping. You can't buy BDNF. Your body has to produce it. So what can we do to make that happen? Well, it's very good news. One of the things that you can do to help produce BDNF in your body is to turn on the sunshine. Well, I live in Southwest Florida where we get lots and lots of sunshine, and I don't always want to be out in it. So what I do is I get up early, and I'm often outside just as the sun is coming up. Let me stop there and say, if you're outside when the sun is coming up or when the sun is setting, that effect on the brain is very healthy. It helps fight depression, especially if you are enjoying the scene around you. If you're looking at the trees or you've got your feet in the grass. I don't do that because we have lizards and that just freaks me out. But I am outside in the mornings as the sun is coming up. For instance, this morning as I went out, it was still a little bit on the dark side. And I thought, okay, you know, God, you can go ahead and turn the lights on. And within 7 minutes, I could see all the way across the lake. The lights had come on. And so I wasn't out very long at all. But I got I wasn't out very long at all before the sun came up, I should say. And I got to experience that rising of the sun, and that's very good. But being outside and absorbing that sunshine is very helpful in increasing the amounts of BDF found in the blood when it's measured. And that is easily accomplished. Now, I spend about an hour outside, and we're going to talk about this more in another episode of what I am doing based on what I'm learning in my classes. I'm not just making this stuff up because, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not that smart. I got to have somebody teach me. But I don't slather myself in sunscreen for my time outside each morning. The rest of the day, I'm slathered in sunscreen, but I'm giving myself time each day, uncovered from all of that sunscreen, to absorb that benefit of being out in the sun. It's such an easy thing we can do. And another thing you can do is use a good omega-3. I've done a lot of reading about various omega-3s, and I've listened to several physicians talk about it. And you know, I'm a plant-based girl, so I don't use the fish oil. I'm not against eating fish, depending on what it is. I don't eat big fish that have been exposed to mercury or things like that. I'm very careful where that fish comes from. So I use an algae-based omega-3, and of the ones that I've read about with the content, how much DHA, EPA, and DPA that are in each of them, took a lot of studying for me to figure out, and comparing A and B and C and D. I think I got down somewhere towards LMNOP on different products. And I finally settled on one by The Veggie Doctor, and it's called Q-Well Omega-3, Q-W-E-L-L Omega-3, and it's an algae DHA plus EPA plus DPA, and their label says supports your heart, your brain, joints, eyes, and immune system. Well, hallelujah, we got all that covered. That's a good thing. The package says to take 2 a day. Now, based on how many milligrams are in each and how many milligrams have been recommended from the various physicians that I follow, and based on how we eat, my husband and I are taking 1 a day because we are getting the EPA, DHA, and DPA in our diet. And we're very careful about that. But maybe you're not. Maybe you need to go ahead and take 2. And it's not even an expensive product. Ordered it off of Amazon. I was very happy about it. So 2 things in this episode that I'm telling you about that you can do to get that big head is to get out in the sunshine and to take omega-3s. I got to just do a little side note here about big head. My husband is a tall, skinny thing, and I call him the yardstick because he's just tall and skinny. You know, he doesn't have a butt. He doesn't have a belly. He's just tall and skinny. And we went to get a bicycle helmet for him, and the guy looked at him and went, "Whoa, you got a big head." So now I call him bobblehead, yardstick with a bobblehead. Aren't I just the nicest thing you've ever met? He has a big head. You need a big head. Check it out. We'll talk more about it in our next episode. But go get outside and grow that brain. A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.